Hey guys, welcome back. It's been 2 weeks, maybe
a while, no, but back and better than ever.
Oh my god, we did say we were gonna give you guys Ramadan content, but you know what? We spent Ramadan.
I don't regret anything I did.
Yeah,
sorry guys.
The month was really monthing. Ramadan was Ramadaning, so
and it flew by. Everyone knows that it's flown by. Yeah. Like, subhanAllah, the fact that it's Eid in what, like 2 days.
Literally, by the time this comes out, it's probably Eid. So
Eid Mubarak.
Eid Mubarak. Ramadan Mubarak. Well, end of Ramadan, but yeah.
And happy birthday to them because they turned 23. A lot happened in the last 3 weeks.
Yeah, a lot happened.
What actually happened? Let's give them a recap.
A little recap. Okay,
first of all, Mufti man happened.
That was the last one.
Okay, should we start from the beginning? The first week,
yes.
What happened? Nothing. April Fool's
happened. I think the last time that we uploaded was, April 6th.
Yeah, so it's been all...
So it's been literally...
Okay, so the first week was Yulos' birthday.
My birthday, yeah.
It was birthday, but hectic week, so I can't... We weren't able to record.
It wasn't a birthday, it was a birth week. Shout out to Duo, I can't lie.
Oh my God, shout out to
Duo.
The clapping.
Okay, it's not that serious.
Still going.
Hello, how long?
Anyways, by the way, my camera came, I think, today. I haven't opened the box yet, but a random box came and I was like, I ain't ordered anything. So I think it's coming.
You need to wait for both and then open because the film comes on.
Excited.
Anyways, why are you telling them about... Okay, a bit rude.
Guys, do it, Ali Kami.
No, I didn't. I got her Balenciagas. Making me like cheap.
And I really wanted it. So shout out to your friends, my friends, and all of our friends.
Shout out to all of your friends. Yeah. If you love your friends, kiss them on the mouth.
Including the friends that I met 2 days ago at Mufti Mang.
No, I shall. I'm so excited.
What happened
the second week? What happened after?
I don't think anything happened. I'm going to be honest. I think it just went
straight
to...
Ramadan is so hectic. Just me?
You know what it is? I think it was very family orientated. It was very family orientated, yeah.
But I ate out a lot, though.
But do you know what it is? I feel like that birth week was a very long week, so it felt like it was 2 weeks, but it was actually 1 week. And then the next week, I don't know.
It was kind of a blur, but you know the best way to double check your memories?
Snapchat.
Yeah, you know I was doing that as you were speaking.
Oh my God, guys.
Let's actually see what
fun fact, yeah, fun fact, you know what I do? So basically, I've got a Clue app that basically tracks my periods. And if I don't know, like if I didn't track the month that I obviously have a period, that was the month, yeah? I'm like, oh God, when did I have it? When am I on? Like, when am I due next?
Go back to your memories
and see if I have another one on.
Oh shit.
Okay, now we're going to skip to Aisha's favourite week, which was last week. This week.
Oh yeah.
Nifty. So man like Menk.
It's not really the event that's my favourite bit. Actually, no. Because the event flew by, it was a bit underwhelming. Everyone that I met also felt the same. But anyways, we met a lot of you guys.
Tell them why it was underwhelming.
We're going to get to that after.
I don't think you should.
The event was underwhelming because everyone was there. Because it was advertised as a Mufti Menk show. Astaghfirullah. Not a Mufti Menk show, but like his lecture sort of thing. And he spoke for 20 minutes. Actually, wallahi, he probably wasn't. Yeah, it probably wasn't even 20 minutes. He spoke and then he literally dipped and then... Yeah,
he said, peace.
Yeah, and the thing is, the speech, if it was moving and emotional, I would have been like, oh, that was
generic.
It was a very generic speech. And it's just like, oh, it was a bit underwhelming. Like, yeah. I came from Rifty and you left. But it was cute though. He left and then went to the window at the top.
And started filming us. It was very cute.
Nonetheless, guys, it was actually a very wholesome event. Like, besides Mufti, it was still a nice event. There was a bit of donations going on. We met Harris J's dad, if you're watching. Don't post my friend on your Insta again. Thank you.
Harris J's dad didn't post me, guys.
No, Harris J did.
Nah, joking. But anyways, yeah. Guys, the event, oh my God.
We met so many beautiful people. We met
you. And Bree. I'm not even joking.
Oh my God.
I think...
That was the most overwhelming day of my life. I'm going to be very honest.
It was like 150 people.
Honestly, guys, I don't know if you understand. Us, we're no one. We didn't expect everyone to come up to us and be like, oh my God, we know you. And even a picture... I can't speak.
The energy that you showed us, oh my God.
I'll be honest, the best people I've met was on that day.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
We met a lot of supporters, but on that day, it was just so
wholesome. Favorite people.
And actually, you want to do this part?
Like? My cheeks were like this the whole event, guys.
It was hurting. I had smile lines.
I went home and my throat started hurting.
Yeah.
I was like, was that how much I was laughing and giggling and just like speaking to them? Everyone that we met, wallahi, we will never be able to remember all your names, but we remember you in our hearts and our mind.
No, honestly, guys, it's obviously been quite a demotivating period for us, but that day was so wholesome. Like, it made us remember why we do this.
This is a top secret for you lot that were there. We weren't going to record this. We were meant to record another video, but we were like, we need to come on the podcast just to thank everyone and for the love that we received. We were like, we have to give back.
We were like, I can't lie. And all of you that met us was like, please give us another podcast. We were like, Bet. You didn't ask me twice.
You literally didn't have to ask me twice. Oh,
what a sweetheart, man.
But that was nice. Shall we get right into the episode?
Let's get right into the episode. I actually have a question.
Oh my god, my question is kind of dead now that I think about it.
But it's not.
But maybe it'll branch onto something else. It's about marriage. Hashtag boring.
Hashtag boring. Hashtag we hate men.
I
want
to speak about marriage. Chat to my mum, bro. Hashtag. What am I going to do?
Shut up. I was about to call Solson.
That is her name.
Oh. Yeah, it is her name. Solson.
I'm thinking about Samsung. Sorry, man.
Her name's Samsung, bro.
Samsung, I love
Shout
you.
Shout out to Samsung, man.
But would you rather be with someone who, A, yeah, you're not really in love with them, there isn't really a attraction B. there, you're just... Let me finish the question. You can't say anything until I finish the question, yes? Okay. Yeah, it's not really an attraction there, but, like, you're good friends, basically. You're very, very good friends. Wait. You're in a marriage. Everything else is perfect. Like, everything outside of your marriage is perfect. It's just that there's money, there's everything, yeah? But there just isn't, like, the excitement, like... Well, and the person is loyal to you.
B. Okay.
Yeah?
B. Oh, wait, you said the person's loyalty. So something's saying, okay.
Or B, you're in love with this person and they're everything to you, but they cheat on you consistently.
100%.
They cheat on you consistently and you never know.
A. Oh, I don't know. Wait, what do you mean but I never know?
You don't know will never hurt you. B is... Catch me
but
in Jenna,
then I can't,
catch
him wait, in the... But then I can't have a judgment because I don't know. So in my head, exactly. He hasn't cheated.
Regardless, they're still stepping out of the marriage and sleeping with other people.
No, but I don't get that because you're still doing the act. Understand that, but you're asking me he's cheated, but I don't know he's cheated. Yeah. So what am I supposed to say then?
She's just saying use your hypothetical.
I'm saying, imagine that you're in that situation. You don't know he's cheating, but he's stepping out. Which would you rather be in?
Oh, I'd have to be in A.
I'd be in A.
But do I have a sense that he's cheating in B?
Yeah, I'm guessing you do.
Okay, then I'm going to get an A.
But in B, everything else is perfect. You're like...
No, love is perfect.
Love don't mean anything, sorry.
I'd rather be my friend, my homie.
B is the love of your life, by the way.
But B is the love of your life. Okay, but of his life.
Exactly.
I'm not. Okay. I'm the love of his life. I'm not.
Good one.
Therefore...
I don't care about what feelings I have towards a guy. If they don't have it towards me, then I don't care about the feelings.
It's basic respect, sorry. Yeah. Actually, no, let me not say that, because there's a lot of people that have gone back to people who have cheated on them, and I can't speak on that because that's between you and them, do you get it? But me personally, I wouldn't. You personally, would you?
Absolutely.
Would you personally?
Not, I'll be honest.
Do you know what it is? As soon as you do that, like, I can't look at you the same.
Yeah. Can I just say something? Even if I had an inkling, I'm leaving, because that is trust gone.
Yeah.
Why do I have to feel like you're cheating?
Yeah.
I'm out.
I'm not feeling reassured.
Catch me in A.
I'm feeling like a burden in my
emotions. But you know what it is about
Inshallah.
A? Who that?
Inshallah.
Shout out to Ronaldo. Anyways, you know what it is about A? There's no excitement, and also that person, it's just dead. You're in a dead marriage. Like,
yeah,
you're
but
not
I'm
even in love with
I'm
them.
In
oh
a
friendship.
God.
That's low key.
Guys, you're in A, you're more likely to cheat because you're not happy.
Exactly.
And if you're in B, you're more likely to be cheated on.
Guess what?
Oh,
would you rather cheat or be cheated on?
I'd rather cheat.
Thank you very much. That's it.
Sorry, but I'd rather be cheated on, guys.
What?
Ew, where are your morals and values?
Ew.
I am judging you hard.
You
want to
be hurt?
You want to go step out of a relationship? You're going to stick down to that level?
My morals won't let me.
You're going to be the bad guy? Don't be the bad guy.
I'll be honest. I'd rather be alone. Is there a seed?
I get all the options. C. Catch me in C single.
Hey, what the hell?
But yeah, this funny. Is men, guys. This is what you're doing.
You're just ruining it. Look at my lips. You're ruining it.
Yeah,
we discovered something new this episode and we're gonna come back next week, trust me.
Guys, somebody was in this studio before us and they have 6 sounds on here. It's using their sounds.
No, but guys, cheating as a man?
Are you not embarrassed? This is really embarrassing.
Sorry. Anyways.
You're not embarrassed. Yeah, no, seriously, I'll be honest, I don't even want to speak about any of that.
Yeah.
Leave me out of that conversation. I'm not involved, I couldn't care less.
It's tiring to think about.
Should we twist it now to friendship?
Ooh.
Like loyalties.
Loyalties towards friendship. When do you run away?
I don't think I care enough. We're friends, you don't really care.
I was literally going to say that.
I'm going to be honest, yeah, I deeped it. Like, we're friends, like,
you can
it's
be
not
replaced.
Deep. You can be replaced.
No,
yeah.
That's not a way to go about life. That's really bad. They really just said, you can be replaced. Who are you?
No, but, like, you know what I mean? Like, if a friend's gonna be bad to you, goodbye. I'm not.
You
gonna
don't owe them anything.
You're not my man. Yeah. Bye. I'm not fighting for you.
Oh, no, I would have had my man.
You're fighting for man. Yeah.
I think that's
you're them girl.
Hello.
Chick me. Supposed to be chicks before dicks,
right?
And that's not. If you don't understand what I meant, put a blue heart in the comment section down below. Thank you very much. Furthermore, don't even put any purples or pinks.
We
don't.
No, you know, no one ever puts pinks, oh, but it's because I don't ask for it. I don't ask.
If you don't ask, you don't get.
Yeah, true.
But blue heart.
Guys. It, honestly, it's the first time I've ever asked him for a pink card. Yeah, I'm gonna know who's loyal to me. Yeah,
mm. You know, better flood with
flood.
Pink
cards.
I want to see swimming.
I
want to
see pink cards. Whoa. Yeah,
and pink. You know, there's a bare selection of pink hearts. I want to see every single kind.
Every single kind.
Oh yeah, that's why you're bare lucky. Because when people put pink, actually, a lot of people put pink hearts.
I don't ever.
But
see
they
pink
don't
hearts,
do it to you. They do at the end. Oh my god, I'm gonna shout out that paragraph because that was the most beautiful message.
Oh, the one on YouTube.
The one that you sent.
Love oh, so that much. Was so cute.
Really?
I didn't comment on the actual chat because I was like half asleep, but that was very cute.
Actually, it's right.
Nimr Abdullahi. I would never forget your name.
Guys, look at how big this paragraph is.
She's such a cutie.
She gave us an in-depth review of each and every one of us. Nah, all right. I actually love it.
So this is a shout. Oh, we're going to start doing shout-outs of the week. This is the first.
All right. So, Nimr Abdullahi. I feel like Aisha honestly shares the most beautiful reminders that blow me away. Her entire mindset. Have you noticed in every single episode, whether it is about Deen or not, she never fails to mention a beautiful quote or reminder or implement some concept in Deen. Even her answers are very detailed, intelligent and Deen-orientated.
That's very cute.
MashaAllah, I truly love you for the sake of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. I relate to you wholeheartedly. Also, Dua's depth of knowledge in general as well as Deen is so wide, like MashaAllah for real. She adds her own key spin on it too. Love her genuine love for us and determination to continue this podcast simply for us, even though she may not be motivated, is amazing. Finally, Muna. Finally, Muna is so inspirational, honestly. The way she provides conversation starters and great questions that actually get us all thinking. Allahumma barik. I honestly think this question concept of why has been on the minds of every individual, especially us Muslims.
Shout out to you for that episode, because boy, that was needed.
Ooh, that was a shower thought, man.
The success of that episode is solely...
Wow.
Like,
it's not even success in views, guys. We're just talking about success in terms of the response.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Where did I stop? Oh, okay, yeah. So, I honestly think the question concept of why has been on the minds of every individual, especially us Muslims, as we all have our moments of weak iman, where we don't understand our purpose fully yet. But you, Muna, just reminded us that it's simply Islam and inshallah, Jannat al-Firdaws, the eternal resting place for us all. Ameen, inshallah. Thank you, guys. We appreciate you guys immensely. You do give us great content, and what you guys do does have meaning, I promise. Both in Deen and in general. You put a smile on a lot of people's faces, and that's enough, wallahi. Keep your head up, keep going. You are our role models and great representation for us Muslims, women and girls. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase you guys in everything you do. Amen. You guys for real, stay in my du'as. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep you safe and blessed continuously.
Ameen. This is too much. Oh my god,
But tear up, guys.
That one hit a nerve.
Like, she sat there, she wrote this for us. Like, who are we? No offense.
Everything that you
my
just,
heart is
everything full. You've just made the eye for us for. May Allah give it to you tenfold. May Allah bless you. May Allah bring barakah to your life. Like, the fact that you took time out of your day to write that message, wallahi, it means the world. And each and every one of you that actually takes time out to DM us,
we see
Every single one. If you don't get a response, guys, we've seen it.
We've seen it.
And we've spoken about it and we appreciate it, yeah?
We just take time with our messages sometimes.
You know, so mad. We came onto this whole podcast YouTube scene, yeah, thinking, oh, we're just going to do comedy. We came out, we're very inspirational.
Honestly, I didn't expect to be inspirational. I'm actually a speck of dust on this earth, guys.
Thinking, oh, yeah, we have funny convos. Let's just bring it here. We ended up having more serious than funny.
Yeah.
No.
Do you know what it is? I feel like we don't actually understand, like, the depth of our knowledge sometimes, you know? Like,
I was going to say, we
don't actually understand how our minds work, and we just speak, and we're just like, oh, yeah, it's normal. But people are actually inspired by it.
Then again, I feel like we're also a bit older. Like, not a lot, but, like, a bit older than most of our viewers.
Oh,
and so they
true,
look up to us a little bit. Like, we've lived more, in a sense, than they have. And so, like, we've been through that experience and we can just share that with
it's
them.
It's the best of both worlds because we're childish as well. And then we're also...
It shows that to them that you can be childish and you can also be mature and wise and all of that stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, you can be yourself. Yeah,
look at us trying to flip into your own horns. Yeah, you can be mature and wise and paying them to flip in. Body's looking good.
Set right.
No, hashtag representation on that.
The best one,
no, but what was I going to say? You know what, though? All that, like, the responses that we get has made me feel like I need to be more conscious of what I say, because
it's actually not
going through someone's brain and they're taking it in and they're actually like implementing it in their life. Like, that's a bit...
Like, some of you lot are learning from us. I need to make sure what I'm saying is right before I say
it. I don't actually hate men, I don't actually hate
about
men.
What episode are we
it's
in?
It's also okay if you have eczema. I love you. It's okay.
Asthma, okay, if you have diabetes, dude. What else did we cast?
If you're fat, it's fine.
No, if you're a man.
If you're a man, you're fat, it's fine.
No, remember the fat one. If you're a fat man, you have a skinny guy. No, if you're a skinny guy, you have a fat girl, you're fine.
If you're a Somali boy and you're skinny, it's okay, man.
If you're Somali, it's okay.
It's okay.
Look at us doing a sorry message. Please.
Sorry, guys.
It went from a thank you message to a sorry message.
Literally, forgive us.
This is our apology video.
The title, thank you and sorry.
I'm so sorry for the things that I've said.
Apology video of tears right now.
No, that's actually bad. Guys.
Cue the tears.
Anyways, shout out James Charles.
Shout out to the anime.
All the people with the apology videos out there.
I could never do that, guys.
Same.
Sit on the floor.
If I've done something, I've done it, I've looked at it, and I've edited it, so I've done it with chess.
Exactly.
Yeah. I'm not going to come out and say sorry
for it. At the same time, though, sometimes we don't think before we speak. And then when it comes out and you watch it back, you deeply said the wrong thing.
Okay, but you know what it is,
though? I'm not saying it with chess sometimes.
In that moment, I meant it. So I'm going to come here and say it. I can't lie, guys. I did mean it. But now that I've thought it over, I do understand. And now that I've seen the messages, delivery was wrong. My thought process was wrong.
All the wording was wrong.
But at the time, I meant it. So.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Do you know what it is? It's not even a sorry thing. Like, I understand. To be honest, yeah. If you're racist, with them lots who you lot mentioned, it's very different. It's sexual assault.
Obviously, with ignorance.
That's different. I'm talking about if I've not cost a fat Somali, why should I not be like sorry?
Why are you Somali though?
That's included in the discrimination you were just mentioning.
We just said sorry for that as well.
Exactly.
Sorry.
No fat phobia here.
No, that's not what I meant. I meant as in like.
Did you think it work?
Guys, if you know what I meant, put a blue heart down below.
You know she does it every episode. She says something and she goes, if you know what I meant,
blue down.
Then everyone's like,
I'm understanding, I can't lie, blue.
Nah, I'll be real, you know we understand you, we're just trying to protect you because you think that people won't understand.
Sorry guys, blue heart's in the comments.
Listen though, I hear what you're protection. Trying to say. It's the people that make ignorant messages that need to.
Oh my god, you've got a cute face right there.
Cute jeans.
Thank you.
Anyways, carry on, sorry.
Yeah, it's the people that spread ignorant messages that have to sit and do apology video with tears right now.
No, you have to just leave the internet.
Sorry.
Don't say sorry, that's not enough. I don't want to see you again. Thank you.
Yeah. Hashtag cancel culture.
Thank you. Next.
Thank you.
Hashtag Ariana
Grande. Anyways, do you not think that the people can come back from that?
Being cancelled for something you did years ago.
A lot of people have come back from that,
For something you've done now, then that's cancel worthy. Do you get it?
But you know the ones where someone's done, said something 7 years ago, it's resurfaced.
I don't even agree in that.
And now you're you're cancelling their career, their job, they're like, you're sending death threats to their family.
Please understand that people grow, their mind also grows.
And also, can we understand that social norms back 10 years ago
was different,
and this culture back 10 years ago was different to where it is now, and what's acceptable to say now was not acceptable to say back then, and vice versa.
Honestly, the internet, Twitter especially, 10 years ago was different to how it is now.
2012 Twitter, if you know.
So if you see tweets resurface, then obviously it's going to be problematic. Like, come on. Exactly.
No word.
Literally, just get. I'll be honest. If you're now searching to cancel someone, you need to do something
better.
People
actually do that, innit?
You need to get a life or get a job or maybe help your mum around the house. You're not doing what you're serving. Purpose, English, you can't.
Take a little to school. Take a little to school.
Maybe put a blue heart in the comment section.
Or maybe just look.
Maybe a pink.
Maybe look back at yourself, because I know 9 times out of 10 we've all said stuff that we regret or all said the wrong thing at one point in our life. And regretted it. Should I now be cancelled and my whole career end and like my family be tormented for it?
By the way, what they said in public, you've also said in private. So check yourself before you're
also as well. Like, were you wrong? Do you know what I mean? Like, if you said what you said, it's actually quite nice. Oh, is it? Is it?
I'm just trying to. I thought it was
Jay Gaz's scars.
No, shout out Anaka though.
Shout out Anaka. I was saying, were they wrong for what they said back then? Because obviously they're going to think that they think that they were right. So why am I going to say sorry for something that I genuinely thought that I was in the right for? Do you know what I mean? Like, cool, my mindset has evolved. That's it. Do you know what I mean?
There's a lot of things we've said, do you get it? But we just didn't say it on camera. What should I now be cancelled?
A lot of things that have been cut out, guys.
A lot. Also, you not see, do you know what I mean?
What? Sorry. Also, if that person has grown and like you're looking at their life and you can see that everything in their life does not reflect what they used to think back then.
Yeah.
What's the need to like bring back that
Yeah.
That bad same vibe. Message, they're that bad vibe. Yeah. I just don't get it. I'll
as in, they're like, bringing back like a bad omen to the world, basically.
Yeah, I feel like everyone needs to just get a job. If you're not happy, just get a job. Just do something. Quit your job.
Be employed.
You need to distract yourself from things
on social media too much. Yeah.
Yeah, like social media just, oh, toxic, toxic, toxic. 2 weeks ago, we wanted to quit. 3 weeks later, we're here. Anyways, happy birthday, man. We should probably end this. I can't lie.
We should, man.
We've got 2 minutes left.
2 minutes.
We love you guys so much.
Thank you. For your love and your support.
Yeah. Also, guys, are we going to say something?
No,
I'll see you.
No, I was
going to say, guys, do not be disheartened. There's going to be more, and we're going to come back better and harder, I'm going to be honest. Because I feel like we haven't given what we're meant to give, and we're actually, like, there's things that are cooking, guys. There's things cooking.
Literally, yeah. By the way, everything you've seen is not even a quarter of our potential. Yeah. We know we can do better. We know we should be doing better, but we're just dealing with what we're dealing with what we have right now, and this is what we have. Sorry, you're gonna have to see the background maybe for 2 more episodes.
All you have are these three minds.
Or 5 or 6, but just be patient.
I mean, not more minds, but there's gonna be more content, knowledge thrown at you.
Oh,
end it, man.
Yeah. Sorry. But trying to explain at this point, it was a thank you, sorry, and here explain.
And literally overcompensating what we all need to do.
You know, no one knows how to speak English. Can I say something? You know, my brain is thinking of so many things at once. I can't construct a sentence. So if I start stuttering, it's not because I'm stuttering. My brain is just.
Your brain is all scrambled from all the Molly
take.
But I never said that. You just better lie like that again. Fucking
come for you. Stop.
Rue. When was this?
Sorry. If you get the reference, you get the reference. Anyways, guys, thank you for your time. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for supporting. Thank you for your DMs. Thank you for your messages. Thank you for coming up to me at Misty Met, because I love you so much. And thank you for being you. Goodbye.
Stay in school.
Literally love all of you. Every single one of you. Bye.
Mwah.
Oh, we didn't do our usual
part. It's your boy Dua.
Oh my God, look at us forgetting our
look at us. Look at us.
Boy Aisha.
Oh, see you next.
I said, mum was always first.
Oh, sorry.
Mine's always first, actually.
And it's your girl, Muna.
Why am I always a girl, though? Because
you're a lady, that's why.
Bye, guys. Love you.
Peace. Mwah.
You have been.
Everyone from Spotify, I love you so much. We haven't even uploaded the last episode, but we love you so much. We're not going to forget you.
Actually, I think it ended.
Oh.
No, it hasn't. Look.
All right.
Anyway, guys, Spotify. The whole episode was a lie. You've been pranked. Prank patrol!
Anyways, guys, love you from Spotify. This is just for you lot. This is not on YouTube. Thank you very much. Anyone want to say anything else?
I want to give him a little song.
Go on. Hey, you have exactly like 30 seconds. Go on. A song is with...
Wait in the water. Wait in the water. Don't you wait. Now I've got a song for you. Wait.
You got like 50 seconds.
Hey, Para, Perry, Perry, Para.
Yeah,
I'm a gay nerdy, so say you won't capture my soul.
Love you guys, love you guys, love you guys, love you guys, love you guys. Thank you so much for giving us 5k views. Perry, bye.
Para, Perry, Perry, Para. I'm the hoo hoo, and it made me love you, huh?
Love you so much, Spotify
Spotify
users.
Spotify listens on like.
You're listening to Capital Extra.
You know, Spotify listens on like 4.8
million.
Jeez, are you hearing that number?